This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Leaders with the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, said Friday they've agreed to a D-Day for a possible military intervention to restore democracy in Niger if diplomatic efforts fail. Military officers deposed Niger's President Mohamed Bazoum July 26th and have defied calls from the United Nations, ECOWAS, and others to reinstate him, prompting the bloc to order a standby force to be assembled. At a news conference in Ghana's capital, Accra, following 2 days of talks, ECOWAS Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, Abdel Fattah Moussa, said the regional bloc agreed on what would be required for the intervention, the strategic objectives, the equipment needed, and the commitment of member states. But Moussa was quick to add the military intervention was still a last resort.
All the options are on the table. And as we speak, we are still readying a mediation mission into the country. So we've not shut any door. We've not shut any door at all. The sanctions are also on the table. And if they respond favorably to the request by the authority of heads of state for dialogue, we are ready to accept.
Meanwhile, U.S. military officials said Friday they're making precautionary plans to evacuate two bases in Niger in case that becomes necessary under the new military rulers. American Enterprise Institute fellow Catherine Zimmerman told the French news agency AFP the suspension of U.S. military operations in Niger would collapse U.S. counterterrorism strategies in the region.
Niger is also the primary hub for counterterrorism for the United States. We have upwards of 1,000 troops there. And the big center point for the U.S. counterterrorism operations in the region is Air Force Base 201 up in northern Niger, which, if it were to shut down, would really put a halt to the ability of the United States to both collect intelligence and then support counterterrorism operations.
This is VOA. U.S. President Joe Biden hailed the great meeting with leaders from Japan and South Korea Friday as the three nations agreed to expand security and economic ties at an historic summit at the U.S. presidential retreat in Camp David. At a joint news conference with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, Biden said the three nations have opened a new era in relations.
Currently, we face complicated crisis and the threat from the DPRK. And across the world, we believe that we can together make a contribution to freedom and peace around the world.
My apologies, that was obviously not President Biden. Biden did say the three countries would establish a hotline to discuss responses to threats and announce the agreements, which they have termed the Camp David Principles, at the close of his talks with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. U.S. forecasters say Hurricane Hillary could be the first tropical storm to hit Southern California in more than 8 decades. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Hurricane Hillary has been a Category 4 storm off Mexico's Pacific coast, and forecasters think it'll reach Southern California by the end of the weekend.
We're actually showing the system moving inland over Southern California by Sunday night.
National Hurricane Center senior hurricane specialist John Cangelosi says the main concern is the heavy rain the storm is expected to bring.
3 to 6 inches with totals in some spots up to 10 inches.
Cangelosi says that's unprecedented rainfall for Southern California, resulting in a tropical storm watch being issued.
This is the first time the Hurricane Center has ever issued a watch for Southern California.
The last tropical storm to make landfall in Southern California was on September 25th, 1939, nearly 84 years ago. I'm Mike Hempen.
The search is on for a member of the right-wing Proud Boys group who was to be sentenced Friday in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot case, but disappeared while in house arrest. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Christopher Worrell had been on house arrest in Florida since being released from a Washington jail in November 2021. He disappeared earlier this week and now faces an arrest warrant. Prosecutors had been seeking a 14-year sentence after he was convicted of spraying pepper spray gel on police as part of the Capitol mob. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For this and other stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.